So just touching back on that idea, I think I spoke about the state of salvation or the question of people's experience in that early state being like a honeymoon state. So there's a lot of what in Swedenborgian terms we would call the innocence of ignorance. So everything just seems great because there's been a shift in state which has elevated a person's spirit out of their previous life. And so that's a very real thing for people who experience that. But there has to be a moving on. There has to be some movement toward inner work. And that desire for something more begins to arise when we enter into states of desolation and despair. And that can be a very confusing time, but it requires a openness to the idea that our regeneration is not a one-off event, but a journey through many deaths and resurrections. And it's all about our separation from what we take to be ourselves and rigidly hold to be ourselves. But as we begin to integrate truths into our life, then we begin to see that what we took for ourselves is really an identification with aspects that are present, that are very much tied to the ego, which shut heaven out. And so truths from the Word are able to give us insight into the things that we are bound to and close us off from experiencing the Lord's love as heaven more fully. And that's really the process, and it's ongoing. It's not a one-off event, and my understanding is that it never ends because we are continually growing into a greater fullness and wholeness to eternity.